parsha Matas Masai. So Matas starts off in of making a nether. So it's talks about making a nether by an isha. There are three different sections. One is a nairo makes a nether, and a father has a right to be made for the nether. Second case is a naruto, that the side of the father and the baal be made for the nether. The third case is when she's still on the baal to be made for the nether. And all three times the pasuk in the Torah says Vashem Yislach Lo. After the baal or the father is made for her, it says Vashem Yislach Lo. So what does that mean? The Gemara in Kedushin and that Pei Aleph on Beis, the Gemara in Nozer and that Chokim Lom and Aleph brings down the Rebbe Kiva. When he reached the pasuk of Vashem Yislach Lo, he started crying. He cried. Why? He said, what is Pshat in the pasuk? That Basem she made a lemarshal nether nati chazer, and the baal is made for it, so she can't. So she made a nether nati chazer. And the baal was made for it, and she could eat baser. She did not know the baal or the father was made for it. She went and she ate it. The din is somewhat like a vona. To eat on it's also, and be'etzim it's kosher. Vashem yisach lo. So kaparo slicho. She needs a kaparo. Therefore, when Kibun got this pasuk, he cried, "Man of a person that's kavona to eat chazer, and be'etzim he ate tzleh, he ate something kosher. Lach is kam on us. We have kavona for be'etzim. Do about it. How much more so we get punished? Therefore, person, there is an iser." Or the chiv on tshuva of a person who has kavanah to eat chazer, and be'etzim it was kosher, it was no problem at all. The pasuk of Hashem Yislach Lo, the Gemara brings it down on the third of Hashem Yislach Lo. Rashi, the Rambam, the Sefer brings it down on the first of Hashem Yislach Lo. So they come up and talk about why, which Hashem Yislach Lo goes on, how it's traced on the pasuk, and the parish of Oishchav Zayin brings down Kam Achronim. Lemais has brought down the pasuk of Malach, the Rambam, Milchus Nador, brings down the person that has kavanah for chazer, eight tzla. The din is tzav slichu kaparo, and brings down not only that, you get makos marjus, it's a beauty of the Mishnah in the Nozer, they get punishment from the Chohen, you can get punishment, and you need tshuva. So one shayla everyone asks, is the Maisa why there's a Gemara Kedushin on that Bimom and Aleph? The Gemara says that someone who has a machshava ra is not mistarif to a Maisa. Your kavona for an iser, kavona for doing an aveira, is not an aveira. It's not mitzarif to a maestro. So why do you have kavona for an iser, and you did not do an iser, you only ate kosher? Why do you get punished for it? So the Tzav Sefer, Teres Moshe, he has two ways. One Teres, he says, is true when a person has kavona for an aveira, is not mitzarif to a maestro, and there is no iser. However, here he did kavona, and he did the maestro. Even though the maestro is a maestro heter, but since he did a maestro with it, therefore for the kavona itself, he got punished for it. Brought down that way in the Emek and Tziv on the Sefri, the Klichem the Pash Barchi, and it's lost from the Meiri in a Tshuva, Maim Alaperek Zayin, that once you did that very already, the Ifik got punished for the Kavanah. What is Pshat? So the Trumas Hakri in his Pesach Hashar, or his Pes in Abdomah, he brings down, and he says that the reason why Makshava you don't get punished for is because if you have Makshava Tichazer, until you get to do it, when you get come to the Chazer, the last moment you'll hold yourself back. You wouldn't do it, the last moment you won't do it. Mashiach in here, the last moment came, and you ate it. I was tzlah, but Maisa, we see in Matzias that the last moment you ate it. So therefore, you can't tell me kavanah, oh, I wouldn't hold myself back. Well, Maisa ate it. Therefore, said Shumaski, that is the reason why you get punished. The second mile of Samsung brings down, it's true that Machshav is not served to a Maisa. However, a Machshav you get punished for, but less than a Maisa. A Maisa you get a certain amount, and Machshav you get less of an amount of a punishment, less of an Arinish. This is what Moshe says in Eben Ezer, Michael Kalev, Simon Samotes. And it's a Miri also in Tshuva, Maimon Aleph, Perek Zayin. He says that a person who has Kavona to do Gzela, to do Chavola, and he tries to steal, and Be'etim, he didn't steal from a person, he couldn't do it. He had a whole master plan to steal, he couldn't do it. Says the Miri, since he couldn't do it, still for the Kavona itself, he has to do Tshuva. He goes so far, bringing down the Tzach Mepharshim, who says, you have Kavona to steal, and you're Kodesh Yetzer, and you overcame your Yetzer, and you didn't do it, still you have to do Tshuva. He opted that point, he opted the Tzach Mepharshim, but he says, he makes a chiluk, whether if you did not do the Aveira because you just couldn't, you tried, you couldn't do it, or whether it's Kodesh Yetzer. And the Miriam Dushan, that Mam Tetzel and Beis, when he brings it down, he says, the person tried to do the Aveira, and he couldn't do it, and if not, he had to do Tshuva, unless it's Kodesh Yetzer, that itself, he's nickel to get of Tshuva, he calls it. The Maisa, the Kavanah itself, you get punished for just not as much as the Maisa. The Seif Chassidim is a parallel, he takes it even a step further. Simon, tough, Ayin Gimel, in certain prints, that's four toughs in Ayin Gimel. He brings down a case that a person is running after somebody to kill him. And he's running and trying to get him. The guy hit, he couldn't get him. Because he did not kill him. That was Reuven. He couldn't kill him. Shimon tried to run after this person. He cut off his finger. He got him and cut off his finger. Says to him, who's worse than Shemayim? Who's getting a bigger oynish? Reuven. Because he tried to kill me. Just did not kill him. Why could he get him? Would have killed him. Says the same Chassidim, a plea at Sumo, the Echmami, Reuven is a bigger bear and get bigger of oynish for it. But well, again, we have two mahalchim. One, Machshav, you do get punished for it. Either again, when he did a maisa afterwards, or Machshav, you get punished for less than the maisa. There's other mahalchim, you look in the Kesakun on the Zafri, or the Brisk Ruach, and another Chalkim on the Beis, the Pilate's Faisim, other mahalchim, a different mahalchim. But those are two main mahalchim. Now this dinner of Hashem Yislach Lov, can I cause another person to do it? Can I cause another person, because the maisa, he's eating kosher. I'm causing him to eat kosher, but he thinks it's chaser. Is there any issue to cause a person to think he's doing a ma'isa avayot, and be'etzem it's ma'isa kosher? Is there anything wrong with it? There's a Gemara in Kedushin on the Aflam Beis of an Aleph. The Gemara says that Rav Huna wanted to test the son, Rabba, on Kibbutz of Eim, see if he'll get angry. So Rav Huna took a silk thing and ripped it in front of his son, Rabba, to see if he got angry. In fact, the Gemara had to test him. Ma'isa, you're over the issa, look the Iver, they get angry at your father, the Rabba's going to be over the issa, Kibbutz of Eim. So the Gemara answers, Echnami, that Rav Huna was mindful. He's a mindful son, I'll keep it over aim. I just wanted to test him if he can get angry or not. Pertai says, very good, you're mindful him, but the son doesn't know. So what happened? The son had Kavana to be able to keep it over aim. Chazer. And what happened after he was mindful? It was Tlau's kosher. In fact, Tai says, I, the Maisa, you caused your son to be over the Issa of Chazer and he ate Tlau, and to use Issa of Neiver. Is it Lifnei Iver to cause somebody to be over the Issa of Hashem Yislachlo? And Echonami, you told your son before, and you told your son Rabba, Echonami, I'm mindful of you if you over keep it on him. You told him before it. But come down from Toysvis. Echonami, the case is that if I call a person to be over something, but it's a mutter, but he thinks it's also, there is an issa of Hashem Yisrafon, there is an issa to do that of Lifnei Iver. So there is a Sefer Hasidim and Simakufton Beis, who does argue on Toysvis. That will go, but the place can bring down Toysvis. Give the Kamal Shayla, the place can bring down. One Lamashal. I asked Reuven about how Yankel is after Shidduch. I asked Reuven about Yankel. Now Reuven does not know something to tell us about Shidduch. Reuven tells me all the juicy stuff that's Negev. The kids say Reuven had Kavana, say Lashnara. Be'etzem was Mutter Gomez, not to tell us. He did it for Shidduch. So is there any Isser for him? Am I ever Isser Lefer, even when I ask him, tell me about Yankel? Says the Chavetz Chaim in Kladala, Sifir Allah. I'm over the Isser Lefer, even when I ask him. Why? Since he had kavanah to say Lashon Hara, even though it was Lashon Tov, it was Lata Elas, he did not know Lata Elas. And Echonami, he is over the Issa of Hashem Yislach Lo, and I'm over the Issa of Lifnei Iver. Chavchem Odeh has a separate, and another reason why he also over the Issa, because he said the Issa is the Bechiyos Aras, saying about a person. Lav Dafka is in the Tetzah, the Pula, Lata Elas and that. The Maizu, he brings out Tetzah, that the Issa of Lifnei Iver, on asking a person, the Lashon Hara, even is Lata Elas, if you do not tell him it's Lata Elas. You always have to tell a person when he is coming to Lashon Hara that it is Lata Elas. Second Akmino, again the place coming down. Let's say you're in a room, a man and a lady together, a Siyichud. The man knows that the Isha's bowels in the city. Therefore, there's no Issa Yichud, why? Because she's afraid. However, she does not know the Baal's in the city. She does not know. So she has Kavon of a Chazo, and Betzman Tzvara. Are you allowed to be in the room with her? Says of Shlomo Zalman, Cheshloim, Chalpal, Simlam, Hey, Isdalid. No. Why? Again, you're even Issa Lifnei Iver. She has Kavon of a Chazo, even though it's Mutter Gomel, Tzvara. Still again, the same reason. Turn up, Kamino, the post coming down. On Shabbos, you have a choice to use a Kavon of Nefesh, or your wife's giving birth. You have a choice to use a Krum doctor or a Friday doctor. From Dr. Shemitar Mitzvahs, he wants to enjoy the Shabbos meal, the Shabbos Suda. And the Friday doctor is going to go to the beach, drive his car, smoke. So you think, what will he take? Take the Friday doctor, you're saving him from doing Isurim, and you're being Isaac and Mekoch Nefesh. So first, in the base of Levi, Pashav Eru, Shmir Shabbos, Big Zan, why not? But the Shmir Shabbos will also be down for Shlomo Zalman, a separate reason. Why? Because this doctor is coming to do Mekoch Nefesh. He has Kavanah for what? He'll do Mekoch Nefesh, whether it's Mekoch Nefesh or not, he'll do Malacha whether he does or not. He has Kavanah for Chazer. Even though it's Mutter Gomer, and it's because Nefesh, and he has to do it. It's Kivon of Achazah, and the Etim Etzler, and therefore, you, and when you ask a Friday doctor, it's Lifnei Iver of Hashem Yislach Lo. Therefore, Shmir Shabbos, of course, he brings down from the Zalman, Echonami, that you should not ask a Friday doctor to be Mechal Shabbos for you. when is the Torah?
I would have eaten 100% if I had to.
And your fourth not coming to the first coming down is that, let's say a person comes around to collect a stock off, and you know he's a rabbi. You know he's a Christian's a rabbi. So people, what Eitan should do? So some people say it very simple. You say, if you're a really stalker, here's stalker. And if you're a rabbi, you're faker, so I'll be mach good, I'm giving you stam money. So the Pshon, I'm going down and say for Mishpat and stalker for base. My son, he's coming to collect money. If he's a rabbi, you know for sure he's a rabbi, so he's kavana for gzeilo, posh gzeilo. You are mach good, so what? It's not me to slur. Fine, you here, come on to the father. You gave him clear. Still, you can't give it to him. Why? Over this little neighbor. You know 100% he's a rama. You cannot give it to him. Why? He's come on to the father. And slam, you give it to him over this little neighbor. Nice. On all these cases, the Kamal Shalos is exactly why. Kamal Gomorrah is look in the same mitzvah of the Koch Nefes in the Simchot Gimel. The Master of Melech, the Kedushin, the Great Shai Dalet, the Shai Shalom, or Sefer Lech Eber. They clear about these cases. They want to argue loudly about these cases. But the Master is brought down this way in the Poskim. One case to go more barichas is, let's say, there's somebody stealing things in your work, in yeshiva, and you want to have the ganach. So you're going to make a way of catching a guy. You're going to leave money out for SEO, you put a video camera there, and you're going to have the guy. Is it what you're going to do? What are you doing? You're causing a person to be over the issue of life sexual. You're stealing. And what? And you're doing lift the hebrew. Lift the hebrew life sexual. So what are you doing? You're going to make an eitzah. You're going to be machrit, kefir. Or even better, you'll be zeichet for the other person. I'm going to pick it up for the ganav and the kam that's his. It's mamash's tefitz. Is it more to test the person? So, b'chura zakta, from the zahm, the chel, gimel, sim, kofay, says no. Why? Because even though it is hefker, or it's bad to his tefitz, he has kavonah to be over this life signal, bad to his tefitz, and you're over this life neighbor. Therefore, you cannot test a worker or a person to see if he's stealing. Let's read the Eishon Arachayim Simon Zayin says the same thing, and the Torah Lishma Ben Eishchayim Simon Tov Zayin also. All three poskim say the same. You say that you cannot test the worker why you over the Isser of lifting even on Hashem Yisbach Lom. We'll get different cases. Maybe we'll sniffle. Why the poskim will argue this particular case? So the common cases you can maybe common reason why you can make them. One is first the Isk the Pchan Kineski in this specific case wrote on Derech Sicha in Simon in Omer the Shinayin test. And he says, Maisa, there's no Isser of lifting even Hashem Yisrach Lom. Well, how's it going against the Tosfos? The Tosfos, I'm not sure. The person wrote the same, Derech Sicha, he writes, Ayin Tosfos, Ayin Chofetz Chaim, Tzorech Bia. But Maisa, he is in this specific case, and the Chaim said, you'll have to. He says, Maisa, there is no Isser Mamish on Hashem Yisrach Lom, and not an Isser Mamish. Tzorech Bia. But there's another reason, Ramoshin, Igris Moshin, Yodayach, El Gimel, Simon Tzadik, he is a Kasher, he brings out from Ariel Diskin, that the Ariel Diskin says, that Ksubas, Tavgul, and Beis, the one last man. Gemara says, "Lidish lo the einus shari." Go tell the Bnei Yisrael that the einus is mutter, that which them anis, the einam the mutter look to the husbands. Why? Because the hakma you want to take a place so when they are still listed to be, and they get married to be, the hakma will go take her. Fact, Gemara, let them get married, and the hakma is mutter. Fact, Meral Diskin, Yigalif Neiver, Yigalif Neiver. The hakma is a goy. Goy can't do gilurais. Gilurais is one that I mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So how can you get married to Yom Revi and say it's mutter, why she's mutter to the husband? You're even this with the Yivetur going, I'd come Muriel Diskin. And Moshe writes, he doesn't believe it. This question came out for the pair of Muriel Diskin. Doesn't believe it. And he explains why. Svarad Tzafir, but Moshe says, Chiyala Adas, it's going to be oil on someone's mind, from, he said the example, someone has money. He leaves it out. He leaves it out. He does not want a person to steal it. Everyone knows it's stealing is also. He did not watch it correctly, and this she is able. People steal things. Kiyala, that's be over the Isilif Naiver. So come on, Shah. You think a person be over the Isilif Naiver? I've come. He is worth for.
It's a nightmare
to steal it. Right. This is Isilif Naiver on a guy. This is Isilif Naiver on a guy. A guy is. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says here, except that the only shalot is ben onum. There's three different levels of neiva. There's one for Eitzah Shen Ogenes, there's one for being mazik, and one for causing neveiro. causing nevera l'kuliyam applies to a goy. That's Porsche Gemara. Yeah. Causing hezek or causing eksan, again, that's ben chaver, that applies to makhluk the poskim, that applies to a goy, not. But causing nevera the Porsche Gemara applies to a goy. So Moshe says, but putting out money and people are going to steal it, chiyala das, you'll be over the isalif naiver. The mice, even though it's upside, I don't want anyone to take it. If not, there's no isalif naiver. So mice lechur chiyala das, the mice says chiyala das from the Zalman and Ben Ishchai in the Swedish, was chiyala das. And Muriel Diskin is his kasha. But mice, he says, there's no svar to say that everyone knows I'm not giving you to steal, I left it out, I don't want you to steal it, and I'm not giving it to you straight, I'm just putting it in front of you, over the isalif naiver. So might be a Moshe Vadim who can test the person. There's no answer. Because he knows he can't steal, he's doing it, he can be caught. There's no answer with neighbor. Unless you want to find a little bit different, that when you're testing a person, you want him to steal it. If you leave money out, you don't want a person to steal it. Here you tell him you want to steal it to Chachm and to get rid of him. But of course that's not a sword to Mechalik. You want, when you're testing him, you want him to steal it. What?
Why is it not a sword?
No. Because Maisa, what's the reason why Moshe is not Issa with neighbor? Because I didn't give it to him and I put it down in front of him, so I didn't shimer it. I have to watch my things, I leave my bike out so I have to watch it. Everyone knows Issa Gnevo. Everyone knows you can't steal. This is an interesting case in the Sefer Chochem Leiv Ikach Mitzvahs. We get on the Maisa in a true story that happened in America, that the person went to school every day in Nebuch, and the people used to steal his lunch. So what do you do? He put poison inside his lunch, and the person took it, stole it, took a bite out of it, in middle class, the person was vomiting with going off, and the person got the vial of medicine to heal the guy, I hopped you, he hopped the person. Let me bring down this story. So the Yitzhak Zilberstein, they do the same thing, took hopping out of the case was, the person has a safe, he wants to put it inside the safe, and he walks in, candies filled with medicine. So the robber comes, oh, pop a candy in his mouth, and he'll die from it, partial die from it. Are they allowed to do that or not? Cause the hazard to the person. So it's a mitzvah Zilberstein allowed to, and he said not only is it a mutter, it's a mitzvah. Why? Have you tamed the rush of the yamas? Why? A rush to die. Maisi, the same example the Rosh Hashanah argues, Rosh Hashanah Chalak Gimel Simcha Pei, but not the way Rashi Klein argues. The Maisi, he says the Maisi Rosh, I have no responsibility, no Islam, even whether I'm calling the guy to die mamish. Oh, so the case is a yid. You see, the case in America was a guy, and he wrote to the mitzvah Zilberstein. What about if it's a yid? So even it's a yid, so what? No grammar tzicha, no isa, no. Go do it. It's a mutter and a mitzvah. So the chur, in every case, of the when you want to chop a rush, or when you chop someone stealing, the chur could be mitzvah, it'll be mutter also.
No, but in the case of the safe, he didn't do the veil.
He stole first, like stealing candy is first of all. That's why he said so.
Because even when you leave out money, you're not going to veil the sizzle. Now they're going to the safe. Because they don't need the safe open.
True. The Maisi, he's still lifting even on the head like Shiboy Mamish. He's lifting even, he's calling him to die.
It's an endeavor, but
still, like, how can you cause lifting even to cause a guy to die? To cause a person to die is lifting even, right? You can't put a stumbling block on some a blind person. I put a stumbling block, he fell, he's dead. That's just the luck, especially if you have to go to bed. Yeah, first of all, I see a person doing this, he's in Chazer, I can take a hammer and smash him.
Yeah, it's not
a wish, against the Talmudim to warn him. They can't kill him anyway. So you have to know how far, what right, how Tanya Rosh Hashanah almost means you hope he dies, you want him to die, you're allowed to do an action to make him die.
Can't poison
him. You're causing an action, Mamish.
What's the chilek of putting poison on him?
In my sister says he wants to smash him when he walks in anyway. Oh, him, yeah, him and
aside.
Maybe him
and
Maybe in a family. Not the reason to Makaz why when you're testing a person from stealing, is what you're saying before, is that this is of Hashem Yitzhak law, is that also by Ben Al-Khaveri or only Ben Al-Makam? Why? Because the Isra of Ben Al-Makam is what? The very is Sayyid Kavona and Sayyid Al-Maisa. However, Ben Al-Khaveri, what is the Isra of Ben Al-Khaveri? It's not the Kavona. The Ben Al-Khaveri, the Isra, is the Maisa. If the Maisa of Esm is Mutter, what's the Isra? Therefore, the person steals the marshal, what's he doing? The Kavona is not man of Eber. Stealing, Esm is his. So he didn't know of Eber Esm. So why is Eber Hashem Yisrach law? That's how the Sefer Torah's Ogum Ogum, for example, Rabbi Elephant, the Rashi of Itri, he wants to pattern this far. Nice, this far is brought down to earlier Akhoinim. But however, the way they say it is a little bit different. Sefer Arve Nachal, the Pashav Achi, and the Klichemdo, the Pashav Achi, and the Pashav Kisaytse, they can't explain Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim says in Pashav Achi that by Yosef HaTzadik, Betzim, where the brothers sold them, they did nothing wrong. Lashon of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it says, Doimo, what the brothers did, and they poured a cup of poison, and Be'etzim was a Kais Yayim. Says the Or HaChaim, Potuk Dinei Shemayim, there is no Isser. So all that friend jumped on Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and I said, whatever happened to Vashem Yisrach? What happened? I said, Kavona Vachazi, you ate blood. You ate Kavona for poison, and you ate Mamasham Kosher. So, Rabbi Asher was a Tshuva about it, because it was a Tshuva Shreish from Dalet. The Oris in the Yuman, and the Oris in Kedushin, he has a Tshuva about it. Patis Yosef, Oye Tam Zayin, he's married to Kamba Achoinim, and the Beis called Kamba Achoinim have a Tshuva about it. The Klichemdo, and Arvin Achol.
I can see it's wrong anyway.
What they did, the brothers, the Orachayim said they did nothing wrong.
Why did they get it?
So,
they're still
getting
the bags
right now. No, Nisbir. If you don't have
Nisbir,
but as the technical aspect of the point, the Maisi says, if Kavona for poison, they gave Yain, it's Mutter, they put the Shemayim, they can't forget. So they want to answer, again, the Avin Akhla, Klichemdo, they forget. The only time we say that it's of Vashem Yisapha, it's been on the Mokum, ever been on the Chaveroi. The thing is that if Yosef would have known that would have came out of it, he would have chosen also. He would have picked it. Might was told it's good to play so this is the Milo. The only problem is an Isser is when a person would have not wanted it. But the fact Yosef would have wanted it, he would have chosen it, he would have known it was the right thing. But if Prabhupada wanted, then he would have, then there's no Isser Hashem Yisfakwa. I think more Kedushin, Kibbutz Aim, who has been on the Chavayoi. But the Klichemda explains, no, they're different. If he is the kid, he would be tested about Kass. He wouldn't want to be tested. Even though Ben Adam Chaveroi, not all Ben Adam Chaveroi don't have Hashem Yisrach law. The only Hashem Yisrach law doesn't apply Ben Adam Chaveroi is when the guy wanted it. If the guy wouldn't want it, the kid doesn't want to be tested for Kass, and Echlami, still Ben Adam Chaveroi will be Hashem Yisrach law.
They don't say there's something that someone doesn't want. I guess there's something you don't want.
No, but he's like Ben Isser, he's like Ben Avero.
But only if he doesn't want it, but here he doesn't want it, and then he's causing the Ibn Avayim, he does not want this challenge.
Be very good if you don't look at Ibn at Eitzah Shem Organis. That's Eitzah. That's the Ibn Vashem Yisrachlo. Because then, here he wants Eitzah. He's not in Organis, it's Mohogan. It's only in Ibn Al-Khaveri. If you're not Ibn Al-Khaveri, it's not Ibn Al-Makam. Right? So here he wants a hand, it's not Ibn Al-Khaveri, it's not Ibn Al-Makam either. That's the first half of the Khaveri. Might not be, if you say this Malach, I mean the person you want tested with money, he best must want it, because he can fight for his job, he's going to go to court. So even though it's Ben Chaveroi, if he gets to keep the money, nothing will happen to him, it's Gavaldik, he'll love to be tested, test me all the time in the world, I get to keep all the money. But my say, here he doesn't want to be tested, he can get tested, he's going to fail, keep the money and go to court, he's going to fight for his job. He doesn't want it.
My
that's something else, but still he doesn't want it. don't want to be caught.
No, that's kind of sad.
He doesn't want it.
Bessim doesn't.
What's claimed that
GM is? No, Bessim doesn't. So you know that anytime you're still big and the same, Bessim also.
You know, but he doesn't want the test. And even though it's
smart. That maybe that he
would
say he expects.
Not expect, no expect the test. If he would steal it, he wouldn't do it.
He knows that it could be that it's setting him a trap.
Usually, first of all, usually not. And secondly, even so, so what?
So if it was not, he knows it's coming.
He doesn't know it's coming. If he knew it was coming, he wouldn't do it.
It's tough.
So on that side, he's doing on the side that's not happening. Alright. Another reason why we make on a testing person, people are saying out the Mishpli Atarim Chalif Aleph and Simin Ayin Ches, he says that any family you'll have to test a person now to stop him from stealing in the future. He has different reasons why maybe one is for Betzim and he won't steal in the future, Betzim is not the Elisim, Betzim. Well, he has other stories, but Maisa, he says, the stuff the guy can steal all the time. He has he tells the economy you last test him now, so he shouldn't steal in the future. This is one shot. What about he said the Isra Hashem Yisrael on the guy? Can you test the guy? Your work is a guy, not a yid. This whole din Hashem Yisrael going by this week's passion, going by an Isha Shemitah, which is a Jew. What about a guy? Is there Isra Lita Eva on Hashem Yisrael? So in Sefer Tzohar, Chelvav, the Isra Chaim Kinyetsky, this question is a Lita Eva on Hashem Yisrael to a guy? And he said no. And the person explains over there that the Chaim has told him Alpeh, that means that there is no Hashem Yislachon a Goy. A Goy has Zayim Mitzvahs and not Hashem Yislachon. Even though you can maybe argue Hashem Yislachon is a chilek of the Avera itself. No, Hashem Yislachon is a separate Avera, and they don't have this Avera of Hashem Yislachon. They can have all the Kvotim they want for Chazer, even though they're going to get punished for it. But there's no, like Gemara says, it was Mitzvah Torah. But the Maisa, there's no issue of Hashem Yislachon, there's no issue even on that. Also the Sefer Shari Shalom and Shari Peis, for example, Yashiv, the same thing. There is no Lifa Iva on Hashem Yisrachlo. So, if so, if you have a worker who's a guy, the Chori Lab test him, there's no problem.
I don't know.
Nice, you have to know nice, why? Because Hashem Yisrachlo, what's the point? A guy is not trouble to rob, The more I say the Kedushin of Mammy, any family is with after Mice, he's going to get punished for it. So why is the left the Iver under the launch why? But again, there came out of here to test a person that some people are machmi not allowed to, some Zalman says not allowed to, some Asians not allowed to, and the Torah Shmos is not allowed to. However, the Amakilim, the Moshe Luchor says the Gzela, there is no Isser, there's no left the Iver, but Etzma Gzela itself. The Anagoy maybe there's no Isser, Lavo there's no Isser. If it's a Rosha, if it's a Zilbushin says there's no Isser. So my Isser, Amakilim, Amakilim, my last story is to have the Shul of Av. Hopefully that will be the Gaya. This Isser of Hashem Yislach Lov, so you clear Shiloh, is it an Avera, a separate Avera by itself, or is it enough of a different Avera? Marshall, like Lifta Iver, the Olam Clarence. Is Lifta Iver a lav by itself, or is Lifta Iver a branch of the Odi Surim? Example, the case of Gila Reis. Lifta Iver of Gila Reis, is that a bizarre de Reis? That Lifta Iver is a naf branch of Gila Reis, or not a lav of the actual? So the Swarm McDonald's, my colleagues, you're showing me if Lifta Iver of Gila Reis is your Valiav or not. Is it, some Rishonim say it's Yog Valyav because it's a chiluk of Gila Reis, it's a branch of the Iver, it's not a Ver by itself, the Iver is a chiluk of the Ver that's been gone, but the Iver is a chiluk of Gila Reis, the Iver Yog Valyav, and other Rishonim say no, it's not the Iver, but the Iver is not Yog Valyav, it's by itself. Same thing they clarify, give it to Chochot, the person, if you don't give to Chochot, the Gemara says, Kilo is nitpas bavoin, if you got the Avera. So Mukhan Dimon Shabbos afternoon, hey, as if Mamash, you did the Avera itself. He did the Avera, whatever he ate chazal. If you don't give him you Mamash ate the Avera chazal. What is Hashem Yislachlo? Is the Avera of Hashem Yislachlo that's done? You either the Isra of Hashem Yislachlo, those words, or no, it's a branch of that Avera, it's Hashem Yislachlo of chazal. Which one is it? The Marshal, the case you said before, person, yes, Ruvain about Shidduch, about my uncle, and Ruvain tells you, he wants to tell us, he doesn't know, but over the Isra of Hashem Yisrachlo. Would he get to us? Is it the Isra of Hashem Yisrachlo? Or is it the Isra of, no, of Lashon Hara? It is a branch of Lashon Hara, would he get to us for it? By Hashem Yisrachlo?
Or even by Tichas Pankiri, Tichas Av Yair Vayavar. Having a Tichas on their eyes, anyone who says Yair Vayavar. And stay close to their eyes.
Then we'll get back to it. We'll get back to it. Chapa. Nice, it's the case of Lashon Hara of Hashem Yisrachlo. that there's an Imre Shefer, Shlomo Kluger, Pash Baloisko, that he asks, that Miriam, she spoke to Shnora about Moshe Rabbeinu and Rav that she loved, and she got harassed because of it. The pasuk there says that Moshe was Adam Mikol Adam. Shlomo Kluger, why say Adam Mikol Adam? The second child he asks, is why the pasuk says, the Akash Baruch Hu told Miriam, Madua loyveisim ledaver ba'avdi Moshe. Why weren't you afraid to speak about my Eved Moshe? Dr. Shlomo Kluger, what mean Madua loyveisim? Why weren't you afraid? Madua dibaitim. Why did you speak? A third shali yes, the pasuk says that when she gets her ass, Miriam, when the unknown, when the clouds left, the Shekhinah left, then she gets her ass. Why did the Shekhinah have to leave? So Rashi brings down a medrash one. But Shlomo Kluger wants to answer all three with one story. He says, Be'etzem, what did Miriam do? She did not speak Lashon Hara. Why must she honor Mikolano? It was mindful. It was not a potter. It wasn't acted. So why did she get punished? Because Madhu Levi Asim, why weren't you afraid? What was she? Are you going to Hashem Yisachlah? She had Kavona Di Chazer. She did not know Moshe was under Mikol Adam and that Moshe was Michael. She did not know. So she had Kavona Di Chazer. Be'etzim was Tileh. The Mamush was Tileh. And he says, he brings out from the Sefer Nezah, Kodesh and Pashmi Yeshev, that there are two different Bezins in this world. The Bezin of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Bezin of the Memtes Tess. He says the Bezin of Kodesh Baruch Hu is in this world when a person has Kavona Di Chazer, he eats Tileh, he won't get punished for it. But Baruch Hu does not need kapara for Hashem Yisrael. However, we're not related to the Bez of Mekosh Baruch Hu, he leaves Kav Yochol, and the Bez of Memtes Tess judges us in this world, and Echlami, then you need kapara. Need kapara of Hashem Yisrael when the Bez of Memtes Tess is. The Ebba said, Shlomo Kluger, Sarah, Onan, why did Shekhinah have to leave? Because what was Miriam's Yisr? Her Yisr was Hashem Yisrael. Of Lashon Hara. Therefore, the Shekhinah had to leave, the Bez of Memtes Tess comes down, then she'll get Saras for the Yisr of Hashem Yisrael. I'd come and slum the clover. But how, what was the name of Isser? Isser was not Lashon Hara. Isser was Hashem Yisrael. What'd you get? Tziras. So you see, Hashem Yisrael is not Stam and Isser Hashem Yisrael. It's Tziras Mamish.
She
should have checked into it. Lashon Hara says she shouldn't. That she should.
I didn't check out the Chad. I went to Bed Ashkosh.
We'll see what Shlomo Zalman says here. Okay, we'll get back to that. Another ayah, which will be not like we said before in the Klichendo, is that the Galiona Ashas, Yosef Engel in Nozan, Dachov Gimel, Omer Aleph, he says, why did he cry when he reached this pasuk? He's the one who laughs, he's the one who cries when he got to this pasuk. Why? So also bring down, again in the Sefer Nezah HaKadosh, not sure what that is, they bring down that the Be'etzem, the Zohar says that the 10 Osiru Gemalchus, they were Gilgal from the Sarah Shvatim. And therefore those 10 Osiru Gemalchus that got killed, why? Like Rebbeinu B'chayim says, because they're Be'etzem, the punishment of the Osiru Gemalchus. So what was the Isser of the Sarah Shvatim? Says the Nezah HaKadosh, their Isser was Hashem Yisrael, because Be'etzem had Kavona to sell the brother. But Be'etzem was a Toiv, because Be'etzem was good they went down. The Issa was of selling the brother was Hashem Yisrael. The Issa was Kavon of a Chazer, but Etzim was Tzleh, and that was the Issa. Therefore, Kiva, he was the Gilgal of them. He cried because he was magic how bad it is to do over the Issa of Hashem Yisrael. How far is of Hashem Yisrael? We see he was the Maisa Mamish because he got killed for Kiva. Kiva got killed because the Shvatim sold the person. Not Stam Issa of Hashem Yisrael. It's Mamish or Maisa Mamish. We do see the Maisa Klichemda and the Avinachal and Sayyidina Rechaim HaKadosh that forget that Yosef. Was not Hashem Yisrael, it's Muta Gomer. And here comes along Yulian Hashem says, Mamash Akes, it's a one, Mamash Hashem Yisrael. Fine. To take this Hakira, like, backwards, the Indian again, we're saying now, is with the Iver and Hashem Yisrael. That means, I know it's Muta, you think it's Osir, and Besim, it's Muta. Let's do it the other way. I know it's Muta, you think that it's Muta, Besim, it's Osir. Switch you around. Well, basically, say more in English, I hold something. What do you hold? Something is awesome. Can I give it to you? You think living cases in the Lashul, Nebuchadnezzar in the similar Pompeii, the law is that Asichud, man and woman cannot be together. Let's say it's one man and three women. So the Ramah says that the Ramah says Enichmami that it's Mutter, one man, three women. Yeah, one man and three women. The Amos said Eichlami, it's Mutter, according to Rashi Shito, and Taisha said Eichlami, it's also. That's what the Mechaber passes. Come down, Machlokes, the Mechaber don't know what to do. So let's say you're a man with three women in one room, She's a Sfardi. She holds Osir. You hold the Smotr. She doesn't know that Lachol. Are you allowed in the room with your Eved Eslef Neiver? You're allowed in the room with her. Why? Because you know it's Smotr. She holds Osir. Is it Eslef Neiver when someone, and she doesn't even know, she thinks it's Smotr, but Etzim is Osir. Is it Eslef Neiver? Make it more Negev. Everyone is Bnei Yeshiva. They go out to their relatives, go visit them, where they live, Shtokhim, whatever. And they have different Ashkochas they eat. They eat Het Mechira, they eat Rabbanu, whatever it is. That's not any Ashkocha. People eat different things. And you don't need it. Can you go to them, and they're going to serve you things that they eat. They hold Het Mechira is 100% fine. They hold Rabbanu is 100% fine. And you don't need it. Are they allowed to serve it to you? Or they, or it's Lif Neiver? You don't know that it's only Rabbanu. But like even the morning gate to the tzibur, is there's a case, the law by Bishul Achim and Simon Kukyu Gimel, that a person cannot eat something that is cooked by a goy, if it's not oila shulch malachim, if it is oila shulch malachim, and it's not eaten raw. The mashul, you cannot eat basar, dogim, oif, meat, fish. You cannot eat these things if it's cooked by a goy. You can't eat it if it's cooked by a goy. So, what do you do? You want to eat in a restaurant, you want to eat in a hotel, or you want to eat by dinner, she was by dinners. So what do? The Rama says very simple, some cook your gimel sevzayin. Get a yid to light the fire. Just like Pas Akum, it says a goy can light the fire, a yid can light the fire, it won't be Pas Akum, it'll be Pas Yisrael. Who didn't have a goy light by Bishul Akum, it'll be Echami, official Yisrael, and not Bishul Akum. And that's the Rama says, v'chein orgim. The Mechami says, also gomer. Doesn't help. The cooking has to be done mamish by a yid. So the shayla is very simple. You're making a chasam. You can invite your svarj and friends. We make a dinner with a bunch of people in the Hilton for Chaim Blin, Amir, and Yeshiva. And it's fine to come. They pay money, they come. Who's in the kitchen? Mashiach. He puts on the fire. Who's the people putting on the food into the oven? The guy Shem Torah Mitzvah, the guy in the board of pious putting the food in. It's one of the workers, one of the shlap is putting the food in. Shem Torah Mitzvah, because the Chuvah says you need al kushalakim, because that's maybe the Adam Nisr. So you need Mamash Shem Torah Mitzvah. Who's cooking? The guy's cooking. Kohen Yom Ha'ah, it's Givali. Glad to eat it. Kohen is Sfardim. It's also Gomer. You invite them, come sit them down, you give them meat. Give them to eat it, and then it's also for them to eat. So how do you serve them food? They don't know. Are you hold smutter, they hold also. Are you allowed to serve them? Any restaurant, any dinner, any chasla, are you allowed to do that or not? Are you even the iser of Lif Neiver? Of course, my shiva, where they make the eggs, and the baguettes over there. So rather they don't let when they have some workers there, that either not showing time mitzvahs or the Arabs there, they don't let them touch the eggs. And God said that once they did it, the guy turned and flipped it, started yelling at him, and it's the guy buying it, that you're Sfardi or Ashkenazi. Yes, he's Ashkenazi, oh fine, for you it's Beseder. But the mindset, there's a lot of the Sfardi, and it can't be Tosser. So, what is a lot? You're allowed to cause something that, again, is also somebody else's mutter to you. Is there Islam's neighbor? So one way they bring down Smon Sukkah, like human base, oil is going now, is that Noi Sukkah, the Gemara says, Noi Sukkah is more than four Tfachim away from the Schach, is a mutter also. So Nachman says it's kosher, and Rav Chizda and Rabba says it's possum. What happened, the Gemara brings a story, that they went with Rav Chizda and Rabba, they visited the Resh Galusa, and they sat them down in a sukkah that had stopped more than four tefachim away. So how can they do that? The Maisa according to Rav Chizda and according to Rabba's osir, they couldn't put them there. So they want to get right, but here we see, and if not, someone holds something's osir, for me it's mutter to give it to you. What's right from the Gemara? So the point is bring two more writings, besides this case, we'll get back to it. Two more ayahs. One is the Gemara in Chulin, that Kofiyot Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says that in the case of Dovim Olu B'Koro, you have fish, that was hot fish that's on the Fleshka plate. So what happens? The Fleshka plate cooks the fish, and you want to eat this fish with milk eggs. Are you allowed to or not? It's called not bar not. Meaning nice and tam bar nice and tam, that means meat went to the plate, it's one nice and tam. Second nice and tam means the plate went to the fish. Can you eat fish with milk? Or more practical, yeshiva, you have lakshin Monday and Thursday, it's powerful. Can you take this lakshin and eat it with milk together? It's not by not. It's because there's no pleasure to the etzim. So the lach of the body, you don't have to wait 6 hours, but you let it eat together and ask, Machal Yitzhak Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's also, and Shmuel says it's mutter. Rav says also, and that's what etzim, we pass it, that you cannot eat it, not by not, ben yoimo, with milk. You cannot, let's say, take your lakshin, which is cooked in a flesh of a pot, it's ben yoimo, and eat it together with milk. Afterwards, you can't eat milk. That's what we hold our lach. So, again, Rav holds also, Shmuel holds his mutter. Rav lost the Talmud of Rav, he went to visit Shmuel, and Shmuel served him this thing, not by not. He served him, and Rav lost, they want to eat it. But Rabbi said, not to eat it. I don't want to eat it. Said Shmuel, what do you mean, why not? Rav, I served to you, Rabbi Rav himself, and he ate it. Fine. Rav lost went back to Rav, and asked Rav, is it true that you ate it? And Rav said, Chas lezar da abba bar abba, lestufele midib lestufele, Chas v'sholom that I ate it, and he gave you something that's also. So how is Meshachar, come our friend and declare how it was Shmuel light, if you want, well, Nachas do mahal, and Motina Mishli Yaakov, it's done, there's 10 different ways how he lied. But fine, how he lied is one shiloh. L'maisa, what happened? Shmuel gave it to him. How did Shmuel give it to him? L'maisa, is this the favor? Shmuel holds motor. Rav Lot holds his also. There should be a problem of favor. Therefore, from this Gemara says a Moshe Dibris signed in Shabbos in Yom Aleph and Yevamos in Sif Yudalit brings you right from here. Also the Amunah Shmuel and Sif Yudalit, they both bring you right from here. We see that there is no Issa Lifna Eber, someone from the Yudalit.